to say in a really short, sort of compressed way, something really important. It's really big in advertising, isn't it? You know, you can think of the slogans like Coke adds life. Coke, it's the real thing. And I found a website that's got all the Coke slogans for the last 100 years. I didn't realize how many slogans there were for Coke. I had education. But you probably know lots more slogans. Anybody got any that come straight to mind, just from life in general, from the world? There's certainly lots out there.
McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And I'm loving that slogan. That's great. Any others that people can think of? Yep. KFC, finger-licking good. That's right. That's right. Wow. I'm starting to realize how much we're driven by our food, aren't we? But it's good. Yes, Harley.
The burgers are better at Hungry Jack.
Parents, there's a theme here I think you need to be watching. Here's a few that I remembered because I'm older than the kids. Life be in it. Do you remember that one? Life be in it. It was, I'm not sure who came up with that one actually. It was a health one. So is that the health, the government? Must be the government. Yeah. Here's another one. Slip, slop, slap. Remember that one? That's been around for a long time. I hadn't realized how long it's been around. Since 1981. Oh, has it? Now it's what? Oh, right. Okay. I need education. Apparently it's been updated and I'm living in 1981 still. Just do it. What's that? Yeah, see, you hear the slogan. You know what it is straight away. Slogan's worked. It's put something in your mind. You know exactly what it's about. Because you're worth it. Anyone know who that is? What that is? It's a beauty product. It's L'Oreal. So I'm sure there's a gazillion more slogans that you could think about, that as soon as you hear those things, you've got a product in mind, and that's advertising doing its work, isn't it? It's got that slogan. It's this nuggety little thing that has got you thinking, and it's become associated with some, with the product. Well, our product, for want of a better word, is Christmas. And so Lisa's got you thinking, what are the slogans that immediately connect you with Christmas? Some of you have said things like, Jesus is the reason for this season, God with us. As soon as you're thinking Christmas, you're thinking these nuggety little truths that are really important. And that's what I'm trying to get at today. I'm thinking, well, here we are celebrating Christmas, and we want to take hold of this and really get to the nuggety bits of what Christmas is really all about. Really see what it's all about. And as we heard from the Bible just now, there is this announcement that angels make to shepherds. And it's not a slogan. I wish it was. It's a few sentences. But boy, is it packed in. If you look at what the angels say to the shepherds in that little announcement, it's like ba-blam, 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 ba-blam. I've got ba-blam from that video. Ba-blam, ba-blam. There's all of these things that come out of that passage. So that's actually what I want us to look at, is to look at this. I'm going to call it a slogan, even though it's longer than that. This statement of really great truths. The first thing I want us to observe is that this came to shepherds, this announcement. Isn't it striking that when the angels come to make an announcement about one of the biggest things in world history, I mean, if you take on board what's being said, it is that important. It came to simple shepherds, which tells me this isn't just something for A-listers, for type A personalities. It's not for the super achievers. In actual fact, it goes out to ordinary, really super ordinary people, which gives me hope that it goes out to me as well. And that's the point. It is there for everybody. But it's the angel's announcement that I want us to look at. And I've just got to find blue tack. I've got to find the right one. Here we go. And we're going to stick up some of these things on the board. First of all, the angels announce with the shepherds. It comes and the shepherds are sitting there. They are there out in the fields, and the glory of God shines all around. They're there minding their business, and suddenly, the glory of God shines all around them, and there is this angel. And if you were there, if something like that happened, you would react the way they did. They're terrified, absolutely terrified, because it's so out of left field, unexpected, and completely reduces them to this fearful state. And so we hear what the angel says. And the very first thing that the angel says is, I had marks on this, but now I can't see them. It's really annoying when that happens. Do not be afraid. Now, that just doesn't come to shepherds at Christmas. It comes to Simeon. You go back one chapter, angel appears to Simeon. First thing he says, do not be afraid. Angel appears to Mary, do not be afraid. This is a great statement of hope that casts aside fear. And that's the first thing to take on board about Christmas. The next thing that he says is, do not be afraid. I bring you good news. I can't see it for the life of me. Somewhere there is a little shape that I'm supposed to put that on. I hope I hit the mark. I've got to fit it all in, that's all. I bring you good news. So it's not about fear, it's about hope, and it's good news. But here's the thing about good news. You see, good news in the Bible is a loaded word. It's sometimes translated gospel. And when you hear gospel, that's a word that means, it means good news, but it actually means a bit more. You see, kings announced gospels when they won great battles, had great victories, were announcing great programs. And so when he says, I bring you good news, it's like royal proclamation news. That's what's coming. So hear what is behind these words. Great news, really good news about a king. Next part. That will cause great joy. It not only is it a message that's not about fear, but it's about great joy. Not just a little bit of joy, great joy. And it's for people in the eastern suburbs. No. It's for people in Western Australia and Northern Territory. What does it say in the passage? Good news that is for all the people. All the people. See, this is why it's good to like take what's being said and tease out the nuggety little things that are there, because there is a ton of stuff that's said. Now, I love what Lara put up on the board, because she's gone for the very next part. Today. Reason why I stopped on that one word is because it's not saying somewhere down the track. It's not saying there might be a possibility. It's not saying there's something built today. It's happening. It's happening. You'll see it. Imminent. A Saviour has been born to you. That's the next part. A Saviour has been born to you. What does it mean to say that a Saviour has been born? It means to say that people need saving. There is something really wrong that is broken, and God has stepped in and he said, I am going to fix it. And you just need to watch the 6 o'clock news to see that there is a broken world. You just need to look inside yourself to see that there is stuff that's not right. And God didn't wait for us to come to him. He steps in. That's what Christmas is. God stepping in. Today in the town of David. Today a Saviour has been born to you in the town of David. Why is that significant? Because it speaks of promises that God's got about a king descending from the line of David that's coming. It's going to be a forever king. You can read all about this in the Old Testament. Here is a king of promise, and here's the title for what that king's called. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is, I think I've got that out of order, haven't I? Did I get that out of order? He is the Messiah, which is a word. It's a really full word that has lots of promise. Do you know what it means? It means anointed. Anointed is when you get oil, pour it on, and sort of mark someone out specially. What it's saying is that this is a specially marked out person, God's specially marked out person. It's usually talking about a king. This is God's anointed, specially marked out king. And then he is the Messiah, the Lord. I'm going to move that over here. I knew this was going to come apart when I couldn't see my marks. It all went wrong at that point, didn't it? Now, you could hear Lord and just think he's giving him a title of respect. He's calling him Master. But Lord is one of those terms that's, it talks about God. So when you see the King has been born, he's your Savior, but he's also the Lord, it's talking about God. Remarkable. Remarkable statement. And then here is this last little bit. Look, I fitted it in. I'm very proud of myself fitting that on the poster. Way too proud of that. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. That is the simplest thing that you could ever imagine seeing. It seems so unremarkable. There is something extraordinary about the way that God does extraordinary things in incredibly humble ways that reach to everybody, including you and me. And it's good news. It's the very best news. And you don't need to be afraid about this news. And it's full of great joy. Great joy for everybody. Do you see the slogans, the little nuggets that are there in this announcement from the angels? Because it's there to be tapped into, and it's remarkable. Well, we're going to in a moment hear a song that speaks about the people that Jesus came for, ordinary people. It's called, it's a video we're going to watch. It's a song. It's called O Come All Ye Unfaithful. We sang O Come All Ye Faithful before. This one's saying O Come All Ye Unfaithful. And what it's saying is, well, God isn't expecting people to get it together first before they come to him. It's saying, come if you're unfaithful, because that's who God came for. After we've watched that, I'm going to pray, then we're going to sing our last song, Joy to the World, and then we're finished. So let's watch this video together now. Truly wonderful news, a great announcement that dispels all fear, comes with great joy, speaks with the royal kingly proclamations of heaven about your promised eternal king who stepped into the world, into time and space. Thank you that there are witnesses who recorded this. Thank you that Jesus came to be a savior, which is to say that we need saving. Thank you for those who trust in what Jesus has done for them in going to the cross and taking a penalty on him that was meant for us, that he did save us, and that God's people who trust in Jesus can know a wonderful hope, an eternal future with this King forever and ever. And so, Father, I pray that this Christmas we would be filled with wonder and enjoy our time with friends, enjoy our presence, have great times with family and friends, but I pray that the wonder of these nuggety truths that we've encountered and looked at this morning would stay in our hearts and minds so that we would know what is the real essence and truth of this occasion that we celebrate. And I pray this in your name and for your glory. Amen.